Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Rising Strong, How the Ability to Reset Transforms the Way We Live, Love, Parent, and Lead by Brené Brown, is a powerful exploration into the heart of what it takes to bounce back from life's setbacks. The book delves into Brown's research on vulnerability, shame, and worthiness, framing resilience not just as a trait possessed by the fortunate few, but as a practice that can be nurtured by anyone. Through personal stories, case studies, and the latest research, Brown provides a roadmap for navigating the emotions that arise when we face failure or disappointment, and offers strategies for moving through these experiences in a way that leads to greater courage, compassion, and connection. At its core, Rising Strong is a call to embrace vulnerability as the path to true strength, encouraging readers to own their stories, face their truths, and rise from their falls stronger and more whole. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the reckoning. Walking into our story. In the reckoning, Brené Brown introduces us to the initial phase of her three-part approach to rising strong, emphasizing the importance of recognizing and accepting our emotions when we fall. This involves acknowledging our feelings rather than denying them, and being curious about the stories we tell ourselves about our struggles. Brown argues that by facing our emotions directly and investigating what we believe about our experiences, we can begin to understand the roots of our reactions and behaviors. This reckoning is essential for moving forward because it lays the groundwork for change by fostering a mindset of growth and resilience. Through engaging storytelling and research, Brown illustrates how facing our truths without self-judgment opens the door to genuine healing and transformation. Secondly, the rumble, owning our story. The second step of the process, the rumble, involves getting honest about the stories we've created around our falls, confrontations, and feelings of failure. Brown teaches readers how to dissect these narratives, identify inaccuracies, and differentiate between self-protective emotions and the deeper truths beneath. This stage is about confronting the often uncomfortable and painful realities we avoid. By challenging our own narratives and assumptions, we can uncover the lessons within our experiences and start to rewrite our stories in a way that reflects our true selves. The rumble requires a vulnerability, a willingness to admit mistakes, and an open heart towards understanding our complexities. Brown's insights here are a powerful guide for anyone looking to find authenticity and courage amidst their struggles. Thirdly, Sewer Rat to Choir Boy, one of the poignant examples Brown uses to illustrate the transformational process of rising strong, is the metaphorical journey from sewer rat to choir boy. This phrase captures the essence of shifting from a place of defensive and self-sabotaging behaviors to adopting a stance of openness, accountability, and emotional honesty. The concept speaks to the internal transformation required to genuinely change and heal. Brown emphasizes that true resilience isn't about toughing it out alone. It's about leaning into our discomfort, asking for help, and allowing ourselves to be seen. This transformation involves understanding the power of our narratives, being honest about our intentions, and practicing the values we profess to hold. It is a testament to the power of vulnerability and a reminder that our greatest strength often results from facing our darkest moments. Fourthly, the revolution, writing a new ending. The revolution is the culmination of Brown's philosophy, where the individual, having worked through their emotions and rewritten their narratives, begins to live in a way that reflects their true values and newfound resilience. This is where the transformation becomes evident, not just internally, but in our actions and interactions. Brown encourages readers to take their new stories and use them as a foundation for a transformed life. This means making choices that align with our most authentic selves and engaging with the world from a place of worthiness and strength. By embodying the principles of rising strong, individuals can turn their most painful falls into powerful catalysts for growth and change, leading by example and impacting their communities, families, and workplaces in meaningful ways. Lastly, integrating the process into daily life. Integrating the practices of rising strong into daily life is about more than just understanding. It's about living the process. Brown offers readers practical advice and exercises to practice resilience in daily situations, emphasizing the importance of mindfulness, self-compassion, and setting boundaries. She discusses the significance of cultivating a support system that encourages vulnerability and authenticity, and the role of critical awareness in recognizing when we are hooked by emotion or a challenging situation. By applying these principles regularly, readers can build a stronger foundation of resilience, improving their ability to face adversity, engage in meaningful relationships, and lead with authenticity and courage. Brown's work offers a beacon of hope for anyone looking to rise strong from their falls and live a more fulfilled, brave life. In conclusion, Rising Strong by Brené Brown is a must-read for anyone facing personal or professional setbacks, wrestling with failure, or simply seeking to live a more authentic and courageous life. Brown's work is particularly valuable for leaders, educators, parents, and individuals in helping professions, as it provides a framework for practicing resilience that can lead to profound personal and organizational change. The book empowers readers to embrace their vulnerabilities, confront their shadows, and write new empowering narratives for their lives. By doing so, it offers the possibility of not just recovery, but profound transformation. Reading Rising Strong can inspire anyone to reset their approach to life's challenges, leading to more meaningful connections, a greater sense of purpose, and the courage to lead with wholeheartedness. If you would like to support Brené Brown, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.